continuing your practice. Recognizing awareness. Remembering that it's useful to check in and allow a relaxation of body and mind. To support this very natural capacity that we have to be aware. We might begin by exploring being aware of tension in the body and seeing if the awareness allows there to be a softening. Sometimes when we simply become aware of tension as the practice moves on and mindfulness and wisdom become more aware of the value of relaxation, when we notice tension with mindfulness, wisdom can support it to release. And sometimes we can attune to those areas where it feels like there's tension and just watch the tension let go. So you could start exploring that side of it. And if it doesn't feel like the tension is simply releasing, then seeing if there can be a conscious relaxation of the body. Aware while relaxing. Perhaps too, there can be a relaxation of mind. A setting aside of worries or concerns. Perhaps also a letting go of agendas. Around the meditation, willingness, perhaps, to meet what is here. Are you aware? Maybe just recognizing that you're already aware. What is already known, what experience is already here in awareness, available, being received. Curious about experience, simply as human experience. What is this? Just this. As mindfulness gains momentum, there's more continuity of awareness happens, is cultivated. Wisdom begins to grow. Within that very simple awareness, just meeting what's here. awareness and wisdom reveals the workings of our minds and bodies. Incredibly complex system. The simplicity of the mind that just is curious. That simplicity of mind can witness this complexity. And it's not our job to find the complexity or try to figure it out. That's the job of wisdom. I don't think we could possibly figure it out. But wisdom and awareness can reveal, in particular, the patterns and habits that take us towards stress and suffering. And those qualities of mind that take us in the direction of freedom, release from craving, greed, aversion, confusion, delusion. Can we trust just keeping it simple in terms of our part? Aware. Of what? Already aware. Experience already known. Curious. And occasionally checking in, what's the relationship to what is happening? Often the relationship complicates that simplicity. The mind that can open to the complexity of experience. That mind is simple, not complicated. If the meditation, if anything in the meditation feels complicated, That's just an object, another experience. Complication is happening. Recognizing awareness. What's obvious? In that simple mind that just receives what's here. We can find that we have no idea what the next moment will bring. We might think we know, but we don't. We don't know what's going to happen. Can there be a trust? Awareness will receive the next thing. We don't need to know. This truth that we have no idea what the next moment will bring. Can be uncomfortable, feeling of vulnerability. And be open to that. Simple mind receiving experience. Moment after moment.